the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Number 5.
Demonstrations across the country taking the streets on Not My President's Day rallies. For Not My President's Day rallies.
See, here's the problem. Hey, can I just tell you what the problem is here? I have my quibbles, quite a few, my concerns, my desperate fear of the mental stability and capabilities of Donald Trump. But Nothing will coalesce the nation, which is, I think many people in this country, even I would venture to say that a quarter to half the people who voted for him share my exact emotions on this.
Okay.
And, but nothing will coalesce. It will turn them off and say, then people demonstrating with blank Donald Trump signs up and down the street, right, and not able to articulate their specific disagreement with him, just the idea that he exists.
I think they're just, many are just unhappy that they lost.
And I did not like it. I found it strange and petty when people were like, well, he's not my president, when they're talking about Barack Obama. I find the same thing here. He's not my president. He's the president of the United
States. He's still the president.
Yeah.
Unless you move, like you threatened to, people.
Well, as you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I were planning on moving to New Zealand together.
You would have been very happy.
Mm-hmm. And then she broke up with me right before. It was very...
That's what's going on with you.
Yes. Sorry. Now, here's a woman in Chicago telling a crowd that Donald Trump doesn't represent her values.
While Donald Trump is technically our president, we bow our heads. Fiercely on this important day, in honor of some of the presidents who have come before him, we will use our voices and our power of protest to continue to resist our current administration's efforts to divide us.
All right. That may have been the most logical of the protesters from today. I saw some stuff downtown earlier today that was just some signs, not for the kids, people. Not for the kids. And everybody going to the Trump Tower and then mooning.
Not,
I don't want to see
for
your bare
viewers.
Ass.
No.
No.
I bumped into a whole bunch of them.
Classic mooning a skyscraper.
Did you recognize anyone?
Me, no.
It's hard to tell from that angle.
Yeah, it was a challenge for me.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
All right. Here's the president himself saying that life is a campaign. And he was back at it in Melbourne, Florida over the weekend. Told the crowd of thousands gathered at the airport hangar in Melbourne, we are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do.
They've become a big part of the problem. They are part of the corrupt system. Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, and Abraham Lincoln, and many of our greatest presidents fought with the media and called them out oftentimes on their lies. When the media lies to people, I will never, ever let them get away with it. I will do whatever I can that they don't get away with it. They have their own agenda, and their agenda is not your agenda.
Okay, wait, there's more.
In fact, Thomas Jefferson said, nothing can be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Truth itself, he said, becomes suspicious by being put into that polluted vehicle. That was June 14th, my birthday, 1807.
Well, he was president.
He just pulled a Violetta.
I know.
He did.
Totally.
But
did.
He's the
my
president.
Birthday. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
He's right about all of those.
Ever.
He's right about all of those presidents all having taken shots at the media while they were presidents, many of whom changed their mind after they weren't presidents anymore. It's just part of the way that this system works.
And what is the agenda that is so different? An agenda for, I mean, there are some agendaed media. There's no question about it. But there's agendaed media to the left. There's agendaed media to the right. But if the president does something or says something that is patently untrue or potentially criticizable, is that it's not okay to criticize him for that? It's not okay to tell him that there isn't a civil war in Sweden? Is it okay to tell him that? You know, or any of the things that, you know, correct him on things? He didn't actually have the largest electoral college victory since Ronald Reagan. Is it okay to tell him that?
Yes.
It offends his sensibility.
I mean, to be fair, he didn't say there was a civil war in Sweden.
Did you see what happened in Sweden? I did not. And neither did the Swedish people. That seems to be an issue.
I'm just saying you were producing fake news by saying he said there was a civil war in Sweden.
Okay, you're right.
It's clear.
I was using the same hyperbolic standards that he does.
But it's okay for him, according to him.
Because he's president of the United States.
There you go.
All right, is there one more? Yeah, here's one more.
Despite all their lies, misrepresentations, and false stories, they could not defeat us in the primaries, and they could not defeat us in the general election, and we will continue to expose them for what they are, and most importantly, we will continue to win, win, win. We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe. We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen helped him with that. Winning.
Did anybody ever, when people watch the news, are they being told what to do? Actually, you know what tells them what to do is Facebook. That's what people, that's what tells you what to do now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's a huge, tremendous news source for a huge, tremendous amount of people.
I don't. Sometimes I'm just left speechless by some of this, and he clearly has got it. He must have at all times. Donald Trump is most effective when he has a very clearly outlined. He's very good at this, creating an enemy that is very distinct in its features, and the media, not necessarily a popular institution writ large, although people have their favorite media sources or personalities or whatever it is. Now, what's interesting to me is over the weekend that he had a couple of Fox News people break bad on him.
Right.
Chris Wallace broke bad on him. Shepard Smith kind of famously broke bad on him on Thursday. And Shepard Smith was not fired. He'll be back at work tomorrow, we're told. But it's still, you know, I would like the president. This will be fair. I will accept his criticism of the media if people are making up stories, and some people do. There's no question about it. Or there's gross misreporting. I understand that. What I would like and I understand the frustration with it, and that's been the frustration of going back to Thomas Jefferson. That's true. However, if the president does say something that's demonstrably untrue, I think we have a right to point it out. At least on this or any other program that wishes to point out something that is inaccurate. And I think that's why we call this America. I think that's it. That's all. But that doesn't work. Wait till this general gets in there and starts listening to this crap. Wait to see what happens with the National Security Advisor, who by all accounts is a sort of a tough guy.
That's not the phrase I would have used.
Yeah. He's
a buster.
Yes. I think it was Richard Pryor in his bit about being in the Army. Sergeant Toughnuts.
I would use that.
Yeah, this is General Toughnuts here. So it'll be all good when Trump's going, "Did you see what happened in Sweden?" "No, sir. Nothing happened in Sweden."
Oh, okay.
Hey, wait, hold on. I saw it on Fox News. Tucker Carlson did it. All right. Can we, Violetta, are you ready right now with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots? Top 5 of 5 continues right here. Oh, wait, Hannah, you got to tell us something about the Tribune.
I do. She's real. She's Chicago. She's Robin Baumgarten. Watch Robin and the rest of the WGN Morning News Team weekdays 4 to 10 on Chicago's very own WGN-TV.
Actually, it's about Channel 9. That's what that was about.
Oh, not the Tribune. Yeah, no, Channel 9. Sorry, I was nodding, but I was reading.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number 3. I'm not like them, back in
town. The sun is gone. Kurt Cobain would have turned 50 today.
Wow.
Freak me out. That is really something. He died at the age of 27 in 1994 by his own hand. He was the most visible representative of Seattle's grunge scene, but also an icon for an entire generation of disenfranchised youth. A star who seemed to loathe his own fame. He was a vocal proponent for feminism and gay rights as well. In one of his last interviews, he talked about how he felt about being rich and famous.
Yeah, you can't buy happiness. I mean, that made me happy for a little while. I look back on going to secondhand stores and stuff like that and finding a little treasure. And that actually meant more to me because it was more of a stab in the dark in a way, you know, because you didn't know if you're going to be able to afford it and you don't know what you're really looking for, and when you find it, it's more special to you rather than, you know, having $1,000 and going into a store like that and just buying the whole store. You know, it's not as special.
Oh, would have been 50. I still can't get over that. Very, 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 very sad, but a great yet troubled artist.
Number 2,
Denzel Washington. If you've seen him on the award circuit this season, he seems a little troubled, too. Not the same way, but just, he's like, at the Golden Globes, he did seem like a little tanked. I'm not going to lie to you. That's what it appeared to me, but yeah, what do I know?
Everybody's tanked at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I hope. That makes for a better show. Only in that particular case, by the way.
Yeah.
I speak from personal experience. Well, you know, he's up for an Oscar in Fences.
How come you ain't never liked me? What law is there say I got to like you? A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. Now don't you go through life worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure they're doing right by you.
Now, he directs this movie, also produced it, wasn't sure. It's August Wilson, right? Did the play, wrote the play. And he had to do it as a play first before we could figure out if it was going to be a movie.
We had the most nominations, I think, in the history of the Tony Awards for a play. Obviously, great success. Viola won, I won, Best Revival, all that. So I knew, okay, it works. Now, can I work as its director is the question.
Hmm. Yes, is the answer.
Worked out.
I don't know, like, is that kind of a humble brag? Is that sort of what that is? Yes. Because he's pretty great.
He was very Trumpian. The way he's saying that. No one ever knows. The Tony Awards. Was great on Broadway. Nominated for everything.
Yeah, it was a little, okay.
There it is.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the best play ever.
Denzel does not win for, I don't think, for best actor here, though. Be interesting.
Who do you think?
I think that I think that La La Land, I think that Ryan Gosling's going to win. I think that's going to win everything.
Going to sweep? Going to Hamilton the
Oscars? I think it's going to be a big deal, that La La Land. Although I'm going to tell, the other movie to look out for is Moonlight. Look out for Moonlight. I don't think it's going to win Best. Well, we're going to have Richard Roper on a little bit later on this week. He knows these things because he's seen them all. I've seen half of them, and I've already come up with my own theory.
But you still have favorites.
I do. I love Moonlight.
I know which Marishala song I think is going to win.
I think it's going to be what?
The song.
From La La Land?
No, I think the song from Moana is going to win.
Oh, Moana.
Because he needs to win everything, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
He wrote that.
Moana. She's getting deported. All right, and finally.
Number 1.
You want people to get along. People are just not getting along on television either. This is from Bill Maher's show. Larry Wilmore. Remember Larry Wilmore? He got into a fight with the guy who runs Breitbart News now, Milo Yiannopoulos. It wasn't pretty.
See, do you always have to fight with everybody?
We were having such a nice time, but you always invite such awful people on your show.
These are not...
They're so stupid. No, come on. You need to start inviting higher IQ guests, or this is going to be a disaster.
First of all, wait.
Hold on, Bill.
You can go f*** yourself, all right?
If this is the face
of the
Nazis,
your argument is that these people are stupid, you didn't hear a word this man said early in this segment because he can talk circles around your pathetic, douchey little ass for me.
Oh boy.
Classic roundtable argument.
Classic. That's exactly the same sort of argument they were having on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
It's what King Arthur envisioned when he put that whole round table together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Open dialogue.
I don't know. You know, America's tense. That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's close this thing up, shall we? Yes, we should, on President's Day. And Warren G. Harding will be here to celebrate it coming up.
The top five at five.